Is he still coming? It is said that every generation thinks the end times will be during their lifetime. The signs are all around us. It is also a fact that your life will end and you will stand before the judgment seat, perhaps earlier than you expect. Does that make you consider how you live today, or do you just roll with the waves and tsunamis? You know at what point of history we stand, so it is high time for you to remove yourselves from sleep, for the final deliverance is nearer than when we first came to trust. The night is almost over, the day is almost here. Romans 13:11-12. Paul said these words 1962 years ago, in 57 AD. Does it seem like God is late in sending Jesus back? The way our human minds calculate time, 2,000 years is not soon. But with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. So, for God, it's only been a couple of days since Jesus got back from his first trip. It's like the current generation who say, "It's been a minute," when they mean years. God's concept of time is obviously different from ours. Have you ever imagined what our lives are, even if we live to 120, in the perspective of time to God? Calculating 40 years to a generation, there would be 25 generations of people pass by in one day. That equals a lot of people he attends to, and still he counts every hair on your head every day. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and arm ourselves with the weapons of light. Let us live properly as people do in the daytime, not partying and getting drunk, not engaging in sexual immorality and other excesses, not quarreling and being jealous. Instead, clothe yourselves with the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, and don't waste your time thinking about how to provide for the sinful desires of your old nature. Romans 13, verses 12 through 14. Dress to impress the Father today by covering yourself with the Son.